R&Ds in meltdown billed for strikes to save NHS. Northern Ireland nurses show the way. John Dale, Secretary, Unite Union Nottinghamshire Health Branch. It's an emergency. In November, none of England's 118 major accident and emergency departments met their targets, the first time ever. In December the situation got worse. Most hospitals in Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland also failed to treat and admit, transfer or discharge 95% of patients within 4 hours. The sickest patients needing admission are most likely to wait for beds to become free, while lying on trolleys in corridors or waiting areas. This leads to queuing ambulances outside. Over 80,000 ambulance patients, 1 in 6, waited at least 30 minutes before they could be handed to R&D staff during this winter's first 5 weeks. Ambulance response times after 999 calls are up as a result. So far, winter has been mild. Icy conditions immediately send casualty numbers soaring as people fall, have road accidents, or arrive in hypothermia. The never-ending list of statistics describes an NHS buckling under the strain. Every figure represents people suffering. Stress and sickness, knowing this human cost, puts massive strain on health workers. Decisions must be made fast. There's no time to comfort and reassure sick patients and their families when the queue stretches out the door. Staff stagger home exhausted, and it's hard to switch off. Was I right to do this? Should I have checked that? No wonder sickness levels are up. 200,000 nurses have left the profession since 2011. Johnson claims he's going to persuade some to stay and others to return. Nurses and ambulance staff in Northern Ireland are showing how to fight low pay and unsafe staffing levels. 20,000 were on strike on the 8th of January, including 9,500 Royal College of Nursing members, the RCN's first strike in 103 years. Huge public support for their action helped drive politicians from sectarian and pro-big business parties to reform a power-sharing government after 3 years' stalemate. Unions should organize now to defend all health workers and the services they provide. An emergency conference calling an emergency national demonstration, building for national strike action, is needed. These should be the first steps to defeat Tory privatization plans and reverse years of austerity.